Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Life can feel overwhelming. But on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Big Dummy is the game, 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play?
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy! Yeah.
Hola. Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Okay. Wow. Jeff, are you okay, man?
I'm good, man. I was in the middle of a conversation. I said, I'm on.
Oh, okay. All right. Jeff, our men's room poll, you're going to wake up to one for life. Will it be Barney, Baby Shark, Let It Go, or 1-877 Cars for Kids?
I think Baby Shark.
Who's responsible for the song?
I don't know.
Oh, there's an artist on it. I think it begins with an F. Like Funko or something like that.
Funko.
Yeah, something weird. Yeah.
All right, Jeff. God almighty. Here is your question. Adolf Dassler. He founded which sports shoe company? Adidas, Nike, Reebok, or Puma?
No idea. I'm just going to guess and say Puma.
Adidas. AD, maybe?
That would make sense when I'm looking at it, right? Who knew that a man named Adolf would help inspire the career of one Run DMC? All right. Your question, multiple choice once again. What does the human lacrimal gland produce? Milk, tears, sweat, or mucus?
Can you repeat the question again?
What does the human lacrimal gland produce? Milk, tears, sweat, or mucus?
I'm going to say milk.
Mike, you got it right. Tears.
Tears.
How did you know that?
I feel like, I don't know why. I feel like I've heard that it has to do with the eyes. Like if they're... Yeah, they're not lactating, but that's kind of the duct that's there.
My lactating eyes. It's just tears.
And maybe that's
dude.
What it is that it's a duct.
Like okay, you have tear ducts. Yeah. So if that's the case, if your eyes lactate tears, do breasts cry milk?
Milk.
All right, your question. How many events are in a heptathlon?
How many events are in a what?
How many events are in a heptathlon?
Heptathlon? Eight?
Seven. The 100 meter hurdles, seven. High jump, shot put, 200 meters, long jump, javelin, and 800 meters.
Is that what Bruce Jenner won?
Did he do the heptathlon?
No, what did he do?
Yeah, he did the decathlon.
Decathlon, that's right.
All right. Who played Captain Sisko on Star Trek Deep Space Nine?
Captain. No idea. Never watched it.
What do you say, Mike?
Is that Scott Bakula?
That is not Scott Bakula. It's a black dude. Bald black man. Who's not me. Not Terry Crews. Avery Brooks. Avery Brooks.
Is he big enough to be on Big Brothers?
Back in the day, he would have been. I think he's he'd have been like, you know, your guest star. And on Big Brothers, Avery Brooks pays a visit to the youngins. Yeah. All right, your question. What is the capital of Kuwait? As a hint, all I can say is don't overthink it.
The capital of Kuwait?
Kind of like Panama or Mexico. Just don't overthink it.
Think of the most bland name that you could possibly come up with for a capital city.
What's the capital of Mexico?
It's almost like a placeholder Tijuana. Name until you find something better.
It is. That's how I feel.
It's in Tijuana.
I don't know idea.
Kuwait City.
Kuwait City.
Yeah, like Mike said it perfect. It's like a placeholder name. Like, well, the country's Kuwait. What do you want to call the cap? I just add Cedars.
I would have never thought of that.
See, but now you'll never forget.
And now you know Mexico's capital is Mexico City.
And Panama's is Panama City. I learned the other ones. Trying to think.
Oklahoma?
Is the capital of Oklahoma. Yep. I believe that. Oklahoma City. It is the capital.
Virginia City's not even in Virginia, I don't think.
Is it not?
I thought Virginia City was like an old west town.
It could be. I don't know. All right, your question.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Named after the Great Salt Lake.
Yes.
What is measured in amperes? What is measured in amperes?
What is measured in amperes? Decibels?
Electric current.
Damn, Jeff. Question 7.
Question number 7 for Hefe. What does Seymour have to feed his plant in Little Shop of Horrors?
What does Seymour feed his plant in Little Shop of Horrors? People,
blood.
What do you think, Ted?
Yeah, that's what I would have said.
Yeah, all right, we'll give it to human blood, but we will take people. Human blood at times. Game is Big Dummy 206-803
Big
Rock.
Dummy.
By the way, Ted, Virginia City. It's in Nevada. Hello, Andy. Yeah. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Andy, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Andy, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. You're going to wake up to one of these songs for life as your alarm. Barney, Baby Shark, Let It Go, or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS?
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Oh, my God.
Which one?
Cars for kids.
Hit it!
Yeah, that drum beat, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
I'm sorry, BD. You know, as much as people bitch about this song, all right, and look, I hate it too. I just want to be very clear that Christmas is coming up, which means I'll be at my kids' school at some point to watch their performance of whatever it is they're going to perform. Imagine sitting through the equivalent of this song for an hour and a half, then there's a 10-minute intermission, and then you come back and it's about another 45 minutes of roughly that. It's tough sledding, brother. Yep. I'm telling you.
I've done it.
I know. I don't envy anyone. But I'm lucky because there's a bar literally around the corner from school. So when they do an intermission, I wish I was lying. When they do an intermission in one of their long programs, I dart to the bar, I put down 2 shots of Jack Daniels, and come back.
Yeah.
Like you have to.
Yes.
Otherwise, that place looks a lot better, too.
It does. Yeah. Smells better as well. All right, your question. What does the C in E equals MC squared represent?
I don't know. Courage?
Courage. Just like Einstein was saying, the speed of light. I like that.
Courage.
The speed of courage. Well, on that note, what is the speed of light? How many miles per second?
That's a real question?
That's a real question. It's actually the next question in line.
10 miles an hour. I really don't know.
10 miles an hour.
A human can almost run as fast as light can travel.
That'd be 186,000 miles a second.
I never got that.
Slow-ass light.
Yeah. I could beat that.
All right. Oh, by the way, the artist, if you want to call them that, behind Baby Shark is Pink Fong.
That's what it is. Yeah, I knew it had a weird name.
Is that a person? Is that a group? I've never heard of that before.
I think they have a whole
like kid collection
album
of
yes, kid songs.
Ooh, you mean there's more in that
way? Yes, there is.
Cool. All right, what does a zygote form once it starts mitosis? In your lifetime, you have in fact done this. If you were alive, you have done this.
Oh, what does it form?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Zygote splits into two. I'm just going bigote.
What was your guess?
A bigote.
A bigote.
Yes.
No, that's the weird farm animal. In this case, an embryo. An embryo.
It's not weird. It's just trying stuff.
No. Whatever.
Entire season college.
Goat to goat. I don't care.
You are correct. Pink Fong makes children's shows and songs.
Wow.
It's from South Korea.
Thank you, South Korea. You sons of bitches.
K-pop. All K-pop right. For kids.
What is the more common name for sodium bicarbonate? You might have some in your refrigerator right now.
Sodium bicarbonate. Baking soda?
Yes.
Boom.
You got it.
Yeah, nice job.
Okay. Do you have baking soda in your fridge right now?
No.
I do not keep it in there. I really don't have stinky foods.
I used to when I was younger. Years ago, and look, I never understood that baking soda was to absorb the stink in your fridge, right? So I'm like 12, 13 years old or whatever. I decided to be the nice kid. Actually, I just wanted chocolate chip cookies. But I did chocolate chip cookies from scratch. It's in a cookbook. Called for baking soda. I'm like, perfect. It's in the fridge. Anyway, I made the cookies. My parents get home. I'm all excited to show them. They each take a bite. And typically, parents, you know, you'll kind of lie to your kids when they made you something.
Somewhat
to eat.
Diplomatic.
They were not. I mean, they both, like, their brows furrowed. And then my mother's like, where did you get the baking soda? I said, oh, it's been sitting in the fridge for years. She's like, okay, well, that's why it tastes like everything we've eaten for the last 3 years. Don't do math.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Jay.
Jay.
Hey, Jay.
That's our Jay on hold. I feel like someone was there.
No, Jay.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Joe, sober, not sober.
I've been taking a couple deep breaths off the whistle here.
All right. Good for you, Joe. Okay. You're going to wake up to one for life as your alarm. Will it be Barney, Baby Shark, Let It Go, or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS?
As much as I'd like to torture you to make you listen to Cars for Kids, I'm going to go with the third option.
Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
God.
Can't hold it back anymore.
It's a fart.
Hey, look, Mike.
Okay. It sounds like you're waking up in the morning.
No, it's a song about a fart.
Trust me, that's what woke me up this morning.
From your dog?
No, mine. We had refried beans last night at the Mexican restaurant for my daughter. And I forgot that that's what we ate at about 4:30 this morning. Covers are pulled up about to my eyes, right? And you got to wake up to that stink. You realize the stink is you. And I'm like, I need to poop now.
One of those where it actually, you know, heats up underneath the blanket a little bit.
Everything about it was bad. Like, it was humid. It was warm.
That is the worst thing. If you wake yourself up, that's an that's a quick, got to get out of here.
It was brisket, my own smelling salt.
Brisket chili. That was
mine. All right, your question. How many spinoffs did Happy Days produce? 3, 4, 5, or 6?
It was Mork and Mindy. There was I Love Chachi. There was...
Technically, it's Joni Loves Chachi. Uh-huh. But if you love Chachi, that's cool. Not judging.
Well, give me a break. I just had a song about defecation. Okay. Five.
Final answer. Believe it or not.
I'll say 6.
It is 6. So they have Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy, Joni Loves Chachi. We know you do too, Joe. Fonz and the Happy Days Gang... And Blankies, Beauties, and Out of the Blue.
Don't remember that.
Right. I did a Google research. They didn't last long, but believe it or not, 6 spinoffs. Do you know what show Happy Days spun off from? That's not your question, Joe. Just
Happy Days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that was
American.
Movie.
I thought
that
American Graffiti.
That was, that was a movie. It was
American Graffiti.
No, it was not the movie. It was a TV show. Everyone gets confused. It was called Love American Style.
Oh, okay.
That was a TV show. Oh, then they put out American Graffiti, but it also had Ron Howard.
So that everybody married.
Which was in the 50s or whatever.
All right, Joe, your question is, what is the name of the last human city in the movie The Matrix? And The Matrix.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. That would be cool. Zion. Hey, we're the last, but still, get the F out of here. Seriously, man, go back to nowhere.
What a mom.
You keep fighting them in the Matrix. Don't come here, man. Come on. Yeah.
Grab yourself a cheese and go and fight the machines.
Look at that ratty jacket he's got on.
Somebody has a question for me last night. I did not get a hot fudge sundae. I wanted to. I did not get a hot fudge sundae last night. Sons of bitches. All right. Your question, what is paprika made of? What is paprika?
It's made from a chili, isn't it?
Not really.
Pre-chili.
Kind of a chili.
Am I still guessing?
Believe it or not, it's just a bell of red pepper.
Yeah, it's a red pepper. Oh. And it's dried, then ground up.
Somehow it seems less exciting once you know that.
Yeah. Question number four, Joe.
I get the smoked paprika.
I've had smoked paprika. I dig it. Put it on deviled eggs if you have the patience to make deviled
eggs. Take it to the next level, buy the Hungarian variety.
I've had that as well.
Yes.
Hungarian.
Yeah, Hungarian paprika.
Yeah, it's up there with Tibetan sea salt.
What's the secret to your cooking? Hungarian paprika.
Boom. All right, your question. Speaking of chilies, an ancho chili is a dried what type of pepper? So chilies are just dried
pepper. Serrano?
Not a bad guess.
Anaheim?
Nope.
Hatch?
Nope. It's a fairly mild pepper. It's probably a little hotter than a jalapeno, I guess. A little
Anaheim.
Hotter? Poblano.
Poblano.
Mm-hmm.
And Miles thinking alike over there. The Anaheim boys.
All right, Joe, your question. All right. The Bionic Man became the Bionic Man after a spaceship crashed upon landing on Earth. What kind of accident led to the Bionic Woman?
Okay, that's a good question.
You know, we
for $6 million, you couldn't buy a Bionic Man these days.
Nah, dude, you might.
I'm gonna say deep sea accident.
Deep sea.
Wasn't a parachuting accident?
Yes, it was a parachuting accident.
All right.
And it messed up her ear.
Mm-hmm. Question six, Joe.
And they also had a Bionic dog that had a Bionic jaw. What happened to the dog that he needed a bionic jaw?
He fell in a well.
I guess. I don't know.
Oh. You don't know?
I honestly don't know. It just, even as a kid, I'm like, that is stupid. All right. Your question.
Right. Bionic man? Cool.
Cool.
Woman? Yeah.
Cool.
Dog? Ridiculous.
Come on. We're stretching it too far. All right. What is the name of the University of Georgia's bulldog mascot?
Oh, yeah.
Miles.
Thanks, Joe.
Ugga.
Ugga.
By the way, did you see live Mike the Tiger is back? They unveiled him on Saturday down at LSU.
Is it full grown?
Yeah.
Okay.
They got a Bengal Tiger back, and he's active, dude.
Because he's a tiger.
Well, some of the mics got old, and they would just kind of lay there.
That's why those guys run so fast out of the tunnel.
I've said it before. You got to imagine 104,000 people chanting, Tiger Bait, Tiger Bait. When you come out, there's a circus car with a tiger pacing back and forth.
What would happen, do you think, if something goes wrong during the pregame, cage snaps open, now the tiger's on the loose?
He's attacking somebody.
Is he taking out the band? Is he running up into the stands?
Yeah. Joe Burrow's not playing in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, they keep him on the visitor sideline.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. You know why. Damn. All right.
Casey gets out. Keep him over there.
Yeah, he's over there. Your question, what layer of the Earth's atmosphere is closest to the ground? The ionosphere, troposphere, the mesosphere, or the stratosphere?
Ionosphere.
Question number eight. Hell's Canyon is located in which two states?
Uh-huh.
Hell's Canyon.
The left leg and the right one.
And two states?
It's in two states, both very close to Washington.
Idaho, Oregon?
Got it.
There you go.
All right, Joe, very good. More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Different regions of the U.S. like different types of breakfast food. The head chef coming up, talking about the different locations where you can find some unique breakfast items. Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up at 4:30, right after the game known as Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Lewis. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, Michola.
Hey, Dummy.
Lewis, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, by the way.
All right, Lewis, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. For the rest of your life, your alarm clock will sound like this. The Barney theme song, Baby Shark, Let It Go, or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Well, waking up in the morning, I gotta let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
It's a great way to start your morning.
Hold it back anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Let it go.
Oh, God.
I guarantee you there is somebody that has this as their alarm.
I'm sure they do.
Now, it's like a 9-year-old girl. Somebody has this as their alarm, I guarantee.
Or a grown man who just needs to get out of bed. And listen, it's not that the song's that terrible. It's awful. And it's not that the movie's terrible. It's just bad. Right. But based on my daughter's age, I watched that movie so many freaking times in a row. It's like, I'm done with this. I hate Olaf. I hate Elsa. I hate whoever's sister's name is. I hate the whole damn thing.
We should do a run of Frozen trivia just to see if you can get all of it.
I would probably do better at it than I'd want to. All right. Your question, what war is the setting for the novel All's Quiet on the Western Front?
All Quiet in the Western Front. That would be World War One.
Damn.
Yep. One and done, Lewis.
I actually read that book.
Lewis, before we let you go, we're going to give you a 50-50 question here. Which is saltier? Me or Ted, sorry. The Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean?
No. The saltier, I would say the Atlantic Ocean.
You got it.
This is it.
Nice job.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's warmer.
I did not know until that question popped up, to be honest with you. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey there. Hola.
Hola. Hola. Kelly, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. I just got home from work.
All right.
Well, you're wasting time.
That's right, Kelly.
Start making me dinner, woman.
Hey, Kelly. Before we start, Thrill was talking about bees earlier. Can I just give you, a real quick education?
Educate me on bees.
So, you were asking about the honey. They have two stomachs. They have one that they use to get their own nutrients, and then they have a honey stomach where they regurgitate the nectar from flowers.
What is the point of that from the bee's point of view? Like, why would you have a stomach dedicated to you vomiting up this stuff?
So they store that nectar in the cells, the hexagon cells.
Yeah.
and then they dehydrate it by fanning their wings, and that's what creates honey. They take the moisture content out, and then they cap it. And honey's good forever, as long as it's capped.
Yep. Do they do anything with the honey? Like, do they eat it? Do they use it for construction? What do they do with it?
Yeah, they do eat it. They use it. They store it and use it for food when there is no nectar flow going on, so over winter.
Okay.
And then they also feed it to their young. And then as far as pollen goes, they collect it on their legs and their bodies, their hairs. And then they store the pollen in the cells as well. And they feed that to their babies as well. Because pollen is actually protein.
Oh.
They're pretty damn efficient.
Okay. So we're actually just stealing baby food.
Yeah, when you put it like that, I feel awful.
All right, Kelly, you're going to wake up to one song for life. Will it be Barney, Baby Shark, Let It Go, or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS?
Gerber BB.
I think it's going to have to be Baby Shark.
Baby Shark, okay.
But I think it's Spanish.
God, this is terrible.
I like it.
Pink Fong is a... What's the name? Red Fong or
no
Pink Fong?
I have no idea, too. But this was your pick, remember? You were warming up to this, Dave.
I think warming up to it is a strong term.
What you said.
It's got a little rhythm, you know.
That's all it has.
It in Spanish?
In Spanish? No.
Oh, it's way better in Spanish.
A lot of things are way better in Spanish if you hate it. Yeah, honestly, like my kid had one of those, it was a cash register, right? So she's like 2 years old. And it didn't matter what button you pushed. It said some kind of affirmation, right? Oh, that was fun. That was great. And it got on my goddamn nerves. But there was a button where you could switch it to Spanish. And I know it sang the same thing. But for whatever reason, it didn't bother me.
Because
I didn't quite get it. And then people would come over and they're like, man, I like what you guys are doing as parents, you know. Bilingual kid. I was like, look, mofo, that's not it at all. I will smash this damn cash register if I keep hearing it. That's why it's in Spanish. All right. Your question, besides Sonic the Hedgehog, which other Sega character was a playable character in Super Smash Bros. 4?
Oh, it was the little fox guy. Hey, what was the fox's name on Sonic the Hedgehog?
Tails.
God, it was like, he had like a stubby tail or something. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, dual tail.
Oh, the dual tail. That's what it was. I know he's a fox.
I know he's a fox.
His name was Tail, but I don't think that's the character.
It was Bayonetta.
Oh.
Bayonetta. Sounds like a Mad Max character.
What? Sounds like a bayonet.
Damn it.
I think that's what they're getting at there.
Wow.
Bayonetta. Jesus Christ. Oh, is this the Spanish version?
You couldn't tell?
Not bad.
It doesn't bother me as much. All right, here is your question. What do the thieves set out to steal in the movie Reservoir Dogs?
Was it... I'm trying to remember that movie. Artwork?
Is it gold?
Diamonds.
It was diamonds, all right.
Oh, diamonds. Okay. Somebody's ear.
All right, good reference point.
But did he steal it or did he just cut it off?
He cut it off.
But did he keep it?
I think so.
Stolen. Okay.
Stolen ear.
All right, your question. In what city was Bruce Lee born?
Seattle.
Okay.
It wasn't Seattle?
San Francisco.
He lived here.
He lived here.
I did not know that. I thought you were going to get technical, like actually federal way.
Oh, God, right.
That would be very specific.
Oh, right. A little more specific.
He's from Kent, dude. Some respect on our name.
All right, Kelly, who won the very first Super Bowl?
The Steelers?
Yeah. Was it the Chiefs?
Packers.
No, Packers.
Chiefs are there.
Packers beat the Chiefs, what, 2 Super Bowls in a row, 1 and 2?
Yes.
Then the Colts.
Len Dawson.
Then the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs got Super Bowl 4, I think.
Correct, right, because the Jets win 3, and then people forget that the AFC wins 2 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Hank Stram.
And then the Colts, and then I'm lost at 6. Maybe that was the Steelers, I don't know.
Steelers beat the Raiders.
In 6.
I believe.
Ooh. Sorry, no. It was the Packers and Chiefs 1, Packers and Raiders 2,
uh-huh.
Jets and Colts 3, Chiefs and Vikings 4, Colts and Cowboys 5.
Ah, that's right.
Cowboys, Dolphins 6.
Okay. Remember all that, Kelly. You'll be quizzed later.
Miami went out of there.
All right. Your question, who wrote the novel Interview with the Vampire?
Anne Rice.
Okay.
Nice job.
You know what Anne Rice is? Keep in mind, Anne Rice, her given name, the name that her parents chose for her when they said...
Basmati.
No. Here's your beautiful baby girl. And the parents agreed, let's name her Howard.
Howard Rice?
Her name was Howard Ann Rice. For obvious reasons.
Let's go Jasmine.
She went with Ann.
I know. Oh, man, it's right there.
Jasmine Rice.
Jasmine Rice. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
I had a teacher once who was very into Ann Rice.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, he's a strange, strange bird.
I knew a couple of chicks that were really into it when I was like late teens. And I mean, that was, yeah. I pretended I liked her because I thought I might get some leg.
I sat in his class because I had mandatory study halls.
Yeah.
So the place was sports. Put it this way. Massive Anne Rice fan and taught French.
Say no more.
Mm-hmm. John Waters looking dude.
She looks like the dude from the Berries and Cream commercial.
Dude from the Berries and Cream.
Berries and Cream, baby.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Howard. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Mike, are you sober or not sober?
In between.
Not sober. In between.
All right, Mike.
Welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, wake up to one for life. Will it be Barney, Baby Shark, Let It Go, or 1-877 Cars for Kids?
I'm going to go Cars for the Kids.
Man, I cannot believe how popular this is.
Give me the beat, baby.
All right. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Come on.
K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. But you really need that drum beat to bring it in.
Well, it sounds like something good might happen.
That's right. That's what you know, brings the suspense and really makes the clip, I think.
You know what I need to do?
Others would disagree.
I need to Google, who are the kids in the Cars for Kids ads, and what are they doing now? Other than probably getting death threats and smoking cigarettes.
How dare you?
All right, your question. What actor played Newman on Seinfeld and Dennis Nedry in Jurassic Park?
Oh, man, I know exactly who it is. I do not know his name.
You know his name, right?
Nope.
He's always kind of the same character. Always kind of funny, a little smarmy.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass.
And you can picture the guy.
I've heard his name, and I'm going to do that. Oh, yep, that's exactly what it is as soon as you say it.
I will say this. His name should be Batman's alter ego, all things being equal, because it was Bruce Wayne. He is the Dark Knight, but the actor...
Wayne Knight.
Wayne Knight.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wayne Knight tonight.
Everybody Wayne Knight tonight. All right, your question. What is the collective name for Italian-made Western movies?
Yeah. Well, you guys got some tough ones.
Ennio Morricone. No,
mm-hmm. What are Italians known for?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they didn't come up with this name. I'm going to guess we did.
This is an Italian staple.
I think I'm an Italian food.
Combined with that genre of film. Hello?
No.
Spaghetti Western.
Spaghetti Western. Remember those. Spaghetti meatballs made in America.
Yes. Question 3, Mike. Do we have the meatballs?
No, it's just one of those dishes you're shocked that actually, like, of all the pastas.
So you say spaghetti and meatballs is specifically U.S.?
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe that's why the Italians weren't offended by that. Like, yeah, cool. Okay. Spaghetti Western.
Well, you've been to Italy, right? It's going to be a lot more of the traditional pastas.
You know, now that you say that, I don't know that I saw quote unquote spaghetti.
They don't use the term.
There's a million different pastas, right?
Correct.
And just side note, if you go to Italy, it doesn't matter what the pasta is, it's good. That was my discovery. All right. Your question, what character first appeared in the 1939 children's book Cecily G and the Nine Monkeys? The clue would be in the nine
you guys
monkeys.
Are on one tonight. Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Curious George.
Yes. Originally, he was by Curious George. People got upset. Because he swung both ways on
the
bus.
He was in college.
He was by Curious.
Yeah, by Curious George.
He doesn't want to talk about it. Yeah. He's tired of being asked.
Can we drop the bias? I just want to go with Curious. Tired of hearing about it. I did it two times.
Yeah.
It was Tarzan's idea. All right. Your question. What three-letter word means the smallest piece of information used by a computer?
In a bit.
Got it. All right. Nice job.
Mike, I don't know if this is possible. Somebody says, is there a Spanish language cards for
Let's
kids?
Let's see.
I'll know. It's not.
Dummy.
There's got to be.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Brock, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. I'm driving my 20-year-old son home from work. First time he's listening to the show. So.
All right. Okay, well, cool. Tell him to welcome.
Yeah, man.
Let's see. Men's room poll, wake up to one for life. Will it be Barney, Baby Shark, Let It Go, or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS?
Well, isn't it supposed to get you out of bed? So I'm going to say Let It Go.
Let It Go. Oh, yeah.
Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go.
God. This song just brings back horrible memories.
What was that text that we just got?
They wanted to know because somehow...
Look, there's Spanish-speaking radio all over this country. Obviously, there's a Spanish version.
So is there the Spanish card?
There might be.
Yeah. Why is that so much less annoying?
That's better.
Yeah, it is. It's the same crap.
It's a bop.
Somehow it doesn't bug me as much. All right, Brock, your question. General Sherman ordered the burning of what city in 1864?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I mean, he kind of burned the South in general.
Oh, yeah.
Savannah? I don't know.
He burnt everything.
He's kind of known for that. Is that when they came up with the term Hotlanta? No?
Yeah. Hey, look, I like Sherman. We're sick and tired of this war.
Yeah.
Punish him.
Mm-hmm.
So didn't they name a big tree after him, and one of the biggest trees, I think, after him?
Sherman Oaks?
Well, no, there's a tree. I recently went and saw the two biggest trees in the United States, and I think one of them is called General Sherman. But...
Oh, wow. Oh, damn. Okay. I called the other one General Mills. All right. Your question, vermilion is a shade of what color?
Say that again. Sorry.
Vermilion is a shade of what color?
Purple?
Orange?
Red.
Damn it. I mean, red's a shade of orange if you think about it.
It's just a yellow shade of red.
Add a little bit more yellow.
All right, Brock, your question. Where would you find the Sea of Tranquility? The Sea of Tranquility.
In my pants?
Oh, not a bad guess.
The moon.
Oh.
I want to say that's where Apollo 11 landed.
Yes.
In the Sea of Tranquility.
Oh, they landed on land.
I don't know why they call it the Sea of Tranquility, because you're right. It's land, but yeah.
It's crater.
All right, your question. Other than your penis, what part of the human body grows 3 millimeters per month?
Does fingernails count?
Got it.
Got a fingernails, man.
Nice job, Rock. Should we do one more?
Why the hell not?
Fire it up.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, driving home.
Okay. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, Justin, men's room poll. Wake up to one for life. Barney, Baby Shark, Let It Go, or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS?
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark.
No love for my childhood of Barney on this show today.
No, man.
I got it.
It's not going to get you out of... You'll get out of bed if you turn it the hell off, but it's such a dreary, droopy... Is that the song you're picking? Barney?
No, it's not the song I'm picking. I'm still picking Let It Go, but still, man, I grew up on Barney. Barney was my jam.
I get it.
I watched it every doggone morning.
I grew up on... I'm on Barney, too, Mike. We're only six the same age, and I would still never pick Barney.
Well, so, you know, I did not. I was just hoping somebody might stick up for him. He's from our imagination, Justin.
All right, Justin. Your question. The Tangiers is the fictional casino in what movie?
Oh. Say that again?
The Tangiers is the fictional casino in what movie?
Uh-huh.
Do you want him to read the question again?
Tangiers.
Mm-hmm. It's a fictional casino in what movie?
I honestly have no freaking clue, so I'm going to have to go with... let's go with, like, Ocean's 11.
Casino?
I thought...
Casino.
The movie Casino featured the Tangiers.
I thought he was going to say, like, Goodfellas or something.
Yeah, no. I mean, you're tracking, but yeah, it's right there. And yes, I asked that question just to be a douchebag. For no other reason. All right. Your question, how many feet are in one fathom?
Feet in a fathom?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. 2.5.
14.6. Technically, I am 1 fathom and 4 inches tall.
So when you say you can't fathom something, you don't have to go very far.
I don't personally, no. Just 4 more inches.
6 feet's a good distance, though.
Solid distance, right? All right. Your question. I've heard that a lot. Your question, what color are gondolas required to be painted in Venice?
Ooh. Oh.
What was your guess?
Oh, I was going to say yellow.
Is it black?
Black.
Yes.
Always bet on.
Question 5.
Question number 5. What number is represented by the letter V in Roman numerals?
What number?
Yep.
5.
Man. Okay.
Yeah, nice. Well done.
Nice job.
Head Chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, talking breakfast foods across the USA. The Head Chef coming up at 4:30, and we've got your emails on the way next in the men's room at KISW.com.